Mitzmayed.
Based on the introduction, I'm just going to capsulize it in a few words to get to the point. 2 days ago, we introduced what is called freedom of choice. What is the person? Let's capsulize a few points. What is the quality of a person? What is a Jew? What is a Yid? What is a person? A person is Rotzen. Rotzen means you have to have a clear definition. What do you want here? What is your purpose of being here? If a person hasn't got clarity in his Rotzen, he's a lost person. He goes around and around. He may act right. He may does all the action, goes through all the actions properly, but he's still missing. He could never get it. Usually I explain it in such a way, if the businessman does not know why he's in business, he has no chance of ever making it. A businessman has to know that he's in business in order to make money. If you ask a businessman, why are you in business? He says, I don't know, action, the style, you have to be active, everyone is. He has no chance of making money. Why? Because in order to make money, you have to know the principles. You have to buy cheap, you have to sell expensive. And if you don't know why you're in business, everyone tries to sell you expensive and everyone tries to buy for you cheap. By no chance will you ever make money. Life is a business. Eisek HaTorah, La'asek B'divrei Torah. And you have to be clearly in your mind, what is the thing which you want to go? What is accomplishment? What is the shiva? What do you want to achieve? It's the first thing, you have to have a rotzen. Rotzen means everyone wants, but you don't know what you want. General terms, specifically what do you want? And I don't want to give a test here, but if I would ask you one by one, can you tell me one nutshell? As I always say, when you go into a shopping mall, you have hundreds of shops, you could go from one shop to the other shop and you ask the same identical question and you expect to get the same answer without fail. What would be the question what you ask every shopkeeper? And you get the same answer for everyone without them speaking to each other. If you ask the guy who sells shoes, why selling shoes? What will he answer you? Because I want to make money. So why selling jewelry? I want to make money. Why selling furniture? I want to make money. Every one of us is a shop for himself. We have to remember this. We are all very individualistic. There's no two people alike. No two people alike. Every one of us is an individual. Forgive me. Now, every one of us is very individualistic. Everyone has a very personal life. Everyone could write a whole book, and no two books will be alike. It means we are very individualistic. I'm saying it as an introduction to the second Ani Mamid you're going to speak about. Hashem is one, and we are one. The individuality, which is totally overlooked in our society today, because we try to conform, we try just to exist. We're not working hard enough to bring out our great individuality. Why did Hashem create it? And as we mentioned it yesterday, why did Hashem create it one single man? Hashem had not created a group of people. Take animals, they're all the same. The monkeys are all the same type, and the donkeys are all the same. And from the Sheshes Me'abreshes on. Because Hashem created them by groups. Why wasn't man created a group of people? Why did Hashem create one single man? Every person is required to say, every one of us is required to say to himself and to believe it and to say it and to chazer it, the world has been created for me. I am the actual, I'm actually the purpose of creation. That's what the person has to believe. This matter, a person is required to say, the world has been created for me. Now, what does that mean in simple terms? And it's shocking. Because unfortunately, there's no commentaries on this Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's not Musa. It's not a Medrash. It's a Mishnah. It's Sanhedrin. Why did Hashem create a single man? Because a man is required to say, Shechayv Odom Loimer. A man is required to say, Vishvili Nivra Oilam. The world has been created for me. Translate in simple words. Hashem says, the Mishnah says, everything which you read in history, which took place from Bereshis Bore Elokim until Melech HaMashiach, everything was made for you. You are the pinnacle, the center of the world. You are the center of the attraction. You're the main star in the movie. Yesterday we spoke about the whole history. It's a movie. It's a 6,000-year movie. Now, we know in a movie, there's a message. There's the climax, the main message, the main star in a movie. And a person, the Chayav Odom Loimer, a person has to say, I am the purpose of creation. We are individuals. And that's the reason you have to respect yourself, and that's the reason you have to respect every other one. Therefore, the Mishnah says, and therefore, Kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas, if somebody maintains and saves a single soul, Kilu Kiyem Oilem Mole, like you saved the full world. What is Oilem Mole? What is a full world? Full world means, let's imagine, it's after Tchias HaMeisim, it's after resurrection. After Tchias HaMeisim, we have between us, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we have the Shvotim, we have all the Tanoim, all the Amorim, all the Tzadikim. Every Jew is a part of Am Yisrael. That's Oilem Mole, see a full world. And you're being told, if you save a single soul, including yourself, you have to save yourself too, because you happen to be Jewish too. So if you maintain yourself, you become Nefesh Achas, Kilu Kiyem Oilem Mole, like you save the full world. Call him Abed Nefesh Achas, somebody destroys a single soul, including yourself, you commit suicide or partial suicide. You don't believe in individuality, doesn't mean you die. You just don't believe in yourself that I'm so important. Kilo Ibadaimona, God lost the whole world. Because we feel the world has been created for me. Now this is a Mishnah. Do we believe it? Anyone should go to the mirror and say, do you really believe? No, they talk about me now. If you don't believe it, it means you have no faith. You haven't got faith. You don't believe it. If you haven't got faith, you don't have a rotzen, you don't have a desire. You wouldn't claim like that. It's mesiras nefesh to believe this. We're not going to go into a different subject. That was Avraham Avinu's discovery. We spoke yesterday. What did Avraham Avinu discover? Avraham discovered that the world had been created for him. Echot Avraham. Avraham was one single individual. And he says, if I do not shape up, God lost the whole world. Either Hashem is other billions of people, then they're all made for me. They're all made for me. I have to shape up. And because of this responsibility that he understood that Hashem created the world for him and he shaped up with, he did chesed with whom? Chesed with Hashem. As the Zohar says, chesed shemis chesed im kono, he did chesed with Hashem. The chesed was came through to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the chesed. It's a very important concept. Very important. What was, as an extension which you spoke yesterday, what was Avraham Avinu? What did he discover? He spoke yesterday. He didn't discover there is Hashem. Even Nimrod knew there is Hashem. Yedei es Riboinoi. We learned already that Avraham Avinu learned Torah from Shem and Noach. And Shem and Noach learned from Mr. Sherach. Mr. Sherach from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Chasam Sofer. Yesterday we expanded it in Lent. So what did Avraham Avinu discover? What was his discovery, Avraham Avinu, that he became the Av Uma, he's the father of Judaism? Avraham Avinu discovered this concept. Why did Hashem create one single man? The world has been created for me. I'm the purpose of creation. And if I mess up my life, I destroy the full world. And therefore, when he shaped up, he took responsibilities. Say Chazal, as the Mishnah says, Esrim doires, Soro doires me'odam le'noyach, Soro doires me'noyach le'avram, Kula machisim le'fonav, everyone angered Hashem, what does it mean, angered Hashem? Hashem kaviyochul was at pain. What does Hashem getting angry? I created the world, and I created for every individual, a whole world, and they're messing it up. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in themselves, how important they are. So Hashem lost. So it's very important to know when a person is not believing in himself and he commits suicide or partial commits suicide. Now partial suicide does not mean that he puts himself to sleep, that he gets rid of himself. He just doesn't believe what the Mishnah says, Chai Vodom or Bishvili Nivei Oilam. He doesn't say it. I'm not important enough. If you're not important enough, that means you don't believe in the creation of Hashem, but Hashem invested in you. That we were going to discuss in the second Animami. The Shem is one, and I have a purpose here. Avraham Avinu discovered it. He says, I have a responsibility. Why did Hashem make me so unique? Why am I such an individualist? Hashem demands of me something. So when he shaped up because of these responsibilities, with whom did he do chesed? He did chesed with Hashem. Hashem, I'm giving you back the purpose of creation. Till now, everyone bankrupted you, because they eliminated themselves. Kulam machisim lefonav. Ad shavu Avraham anotl schar kulam. Avram came and he took reward, took advantage from everyone, from everyone. The first time the world was justified, the creation, when Avram went in, he took responsibility between the Olam. And that's exactly which we say, Eilu Toilus Adam, Eilu Toilus Shemayim Bo'el, and he bought him between Avram. Those are the history of heaven and earth and all the creation which is taking place. The Hiboram says the Zohar HaKadosh Al Tik Beiboram Ele BaAvram, because of Ram. The whole history of the creation of heaven and earth became justified and became legitimate and became worthy. The Hiboram Bishvil Avram, because Avram gave that value back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like Avram Avinu was the first one who recognized us after 20 generations. And therefore the Zohar says he was the midas ha-chesed, what does it mean chesed? She means chesed im kono, he means chesed with the boy ha-olam. And that's a concept. That's a concept which you have to believe. It's a concept which logic would never believe. Nobody would invent, no religion or philosophy ever came forward and coming with such a statement that you single man, you could do chesed with Hashem. That if you're giving him the world, you're giving him the purpose of creation, you gave him the whole investment, if not, you destroyed the whole world. Kol mekayim nefesh achas, including yourself, kilu kiyem oylem mole. You justified the full world. Ma'ab nefesh achas, kilu ibed oylem mole. And that's what Noach didn't believe. Noach remained a tzaddik, a righteous man, believing in God, doing what God tells him to do, but he didn't believe in himself, that he is so important, he considered himself isha domo, I'm an earthy person, what am I worth? And who of us doesn't say it? If we don't learn Torah in depth, if we don't take the message in depth, but the way Hashem speaks to us through His Torah Shebal Peh, as the Mishnah says, Shechai Vodem Loimer, we say the same thing. You haven't got any self-esteem. So you think, big deal, who am I? So I lost myself. But you're losing the whole world, because Hashem invested in the whole world. And this is all an introduction in order to get appreciation that you're going to learn in the Ani Mamis. Because everything will be understood better if you understand this foundation, how important I am. So the first and foremost, you have to have a rotzen. You have to know what you want. You know what you want? You want to get to that level that you should really feel the sense of responsibility that you're carrying the world on your shoulder. You could destroy worlds, you could build worlds, you could do nachas for Hashem, you could anger Hashem, you could hurt Hashem, you could shrim tebegelus, etzar ashkina, you could be mischasad im kona. Now, whatever we speak, this is called Jewish belief. This is Amuna from Am Yisrael. Anoich Hashem Elokecho Asher Tzichon Etz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. As we spoke yesterday, what Hashem proved, He destroyed the natural world and became a new world Shemachadosh B'cholim Atomer Ma'asu Vereshis. Why? For whom? Achodesh Hazeh Elohem. This Chidush, this rejuvenation of every split second, Hashem is involved in recreating the world every split second. As yesterday we explained it, changing the theater into a movie. Right? Theater was reality, in the movie is fantasy, is a shadow. This was all made for you, and we have to generate this movie that Hashem should want, the Rotzen should want, and this is that you have to want. You have to, the Rotzen of a person is that you want to be a partner in maintaining the world. What is the Bechira? The freedom of choices to believe in this concept or not to believe in the concept. And unfortunately, most of us who don't even understand this simple basic information, we don't even have Bechira. You can't choose something which you don't know. Something you don't know, you can't choose. If you're not a pilot, you can't choose between a jet like that or plane like that. You're not a pilot, you have no business with that. In other words, the idea, the information which we are developing in our learnings, the development which you're learning, that is the most important part in order to have Bechira. The more you understand the concepts in the subject, and then the consequences of that, now you getting the tools to be Boicher. And how do you Boicher? What is the tools of being Bechira? Amuna, believing. Now, we explained yesterday, Tzadik ba'amunoso yichya. Tzadik, the righteous man. The word Tzadik, why is it called righteous? It's called Tzadik. Tzadik really means Tzedek, it's justified. To justify your existence, to justify your daily Hashem's involvement with you. You justify your existence, you justify your individuality. That's called tzaddik. If somebody, he ignores his individuality, he's not justifying his individuality. Why is Hashem giving me? Why is Hashem operating me? Why is Hashem maintaining me? He said every morning, Berachos HaShachar. That's a different subject I'm not going to go into because we're never going to get to the animamis. But the Berachos HaShachar is the first thing which we don't begin to understand and meditate on. We may work on Berachos HaTorah. Talmud Chacham will definitely say Berachos HaTorah b'tkavona because he wants to be koine Torah. We say Berachos Krishma. We say Yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael. We say b'tkavona. But when it comes to say Ashiyot Zal Sodom b'chokhma, which I said today already maybe four times or five times, we don't say b'kavona. We don't believe what we are saying. Ashiyot Zal Sodom b'chokhma, because Baruch Hu created the man, the biological, physical man, with wisdom of Hashem. Hashem Kadiyochel invested his chokhma in creating my biological system. Breishis Bora Elokim Es Shema Mesore, says the Yerushalmi, like we understand, Breishis B'chokhma Sobora Almi, because Baruch Hu created the world with chokhma, because Baruch Hu invested in the world, in nature, in created chokhma. Yaakov Kamenevsky, Zechayim Levrocha, once spoke in Or Sameach 20 years ago, and he said this word so beautifully. He says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nisim, and Hashem makes Pesach, and made Nisim of Sodom Makers, he made Nisim, made miracles. The Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sich nadis gemacht. He made himself foolish. Because the world was created with Chokhmah, the Ketot was created with wisdom. The nature is wisdom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a foolish things. He takes his Chokhmah first. Why did Hashem do it? So he explained it. He says, because if a father, if a child of a father, a little child, ran away from the father, doesn't want to know the father because there's no communication with the father. If the father wants to get back his child, he has to communicate with the child. But the child cannot stand up to the level of the father. So what does the father do? Goes down to the level of the child. So the child likes a dog, so the father goes on his hand and his feet, makes himself like a little dog, and barks to the child, and he makes communication with the child. And this way, he tracks the child, but once he got the child, then he starts raising and lifting up the child to his standard. We didn't recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We didn't want to go with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had to go down to us and make himself foolish and to break the beautiful natural world which he created. Almin made all the miracles, and then we recognized him, and then we were willing to go after him. Now we went after him. Hashem still maintained it supernaturally in the midbar, but little by little. So now going to Eretz Yisrael, become natural people, grow up and have a communication with me to my level, gave you the Torah, and you have to rise to that thing. That's what Yaakov Kamenevsky explained to that on 20 years ago. But the same thing, B'chokhma Sobora Almin, we say about this person, about every physical, biological man, Ashi Yotzar Esu Odom B'chokhma, he created this man with wisdom. Bora Boi Nekovim Nekovim Chalulim Chalulim, he created all different type of organs, whatever that is. And then we say, very interesting statement, Golub Yodolif Nekisa Kovadecho, it's known and revealed from Nekisa Kovad. Now, what is the Kisa Kovet? We're supposed to know what we are talking about. We're saying a bracha. And Kisa, none of us learned Kabbalah to explain what Kisa Kovet means. It's the goal of it is revealed to know in front of your Kisa Kovet, if one of these organs should block or open up, which you're not supposed to, it can't exist even a second. Now, what is Kisa Kovet? How do we say it daily, home, and so many times, only what Kisa Kovet means? Now we know Kisa Kovet is the highest place. All our tefillahs go to the Kisa Kovet. The tzaddik goes away from the world. Say, go to the Kisa Kovet. Pray for us. Avitzchak Yanko went to the Kisa Kovet. They pray for us. All of a sudden, we get a new definition of the Kisa Kovet. The Kisa Kovet looks like an intensive care room in the hospital, where the patients are plugged into monitors. There's millions of monitors in the Kisa Kovet, and my body is plugged into a monitor, and the monitor is in Kisa Kovet. Who's watching it? Hashem Himself. Hashem Himself is watching. No malach, no shliach, no sorof, no nurses, nobody. Hashem Himself is watching my physical body, that everything should Baruch Hashem function well. Do we believe it? That my body is so important? And then we say the second bracha, Kain Hashem Hashem Asatobi, the Hashem which you put into me is pure, it's a part of you. We explained the first day, Hashem is instilled a part of Elokus in the person. Yipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. Ata Barosu, you created that concept of a Neshama being in a human being. Ata Yitzarto, you formulated it. Why you formulated it? You made a Yitzir, like a Ein Tzur Kelokein, there's no artist like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is artistic work? That every individual, single person, just like physically is individually different, in his physical, material upkeep is individualistic. His Neshama is very individualistic. There's no Tatsum Shalai. There's Ati Yitzhatov. After the fact of you blew it into me when I was born. When I at birth, you blew it into me. You preserve the Rishon Mi'ivan right this moment. This moment while we're talking. You know, with this split second, why am I alive? My body is alive. Everything functional because Hashem is this moment in Kisako, but watching my body. My neshama is in my body because Hashem watches it. You're going to take it away when Hashem decides. Whatever the mission, why Hashem is investing in my body to live intact, and why Hashem is brought in the Shomim, maintains Shomim in me, but Hashem, whatever interest Hashem is in it, is going to be as long. You're going to take it when the time comes to take it. Zero being to give it back to Osilovoi, to give it back in the world to come. That's the ultimate. So what do we see? That everything has one goal. Business is money. What is our life here? Our life is Tchias HaMeisim, eternal life. Now, in eternal life, how do you get to eternal life? You could only go to eternal life. You go to the pregnancy of Olam Hazeh, of this world. And the pregnancy of this world, who is watching you? Whose investment are you? Your body belongs to Hashem, and the Neshama loch v'aguf shelach. The Neshama belongs to Hashem. The body belongs to Hashem. If a person lives for 90 years, means Hashem for 90 years operated his body in the Kisa Kovet. For 90 years, Hashem held, maintained the Neshama in the body. And nobody could take away anyone's Neshama unless when Hashem is going to decide to take it away. Why are you so busy with me? Why in the Kisa Kovet there's nothing more important than to be body with my body? And so that's Hashem's dividends. That when we choose life, we use our bechira, that my goal, my rotzen is to be Mechaim Meisim. Therefore, the second Brochen Shem and Esther, Neiman Ata Lachos Meisim, Boruch Ata Shem Mechaim Meisim. That's Yitzchak, that's eternity. That's Lachos Yitzchak. Tchis HaMeisim. But in order to be Tchis HaMeisim, you have to believe in Tchis HaMeisim. In order to believe in Tchis HaMeisim, how do you get to Tchis HaMeisim? You need a whole 13 ikud. Therefore, tzaddik ba'amun nosoi, only a tzaddik when he has this belief, yichye, he will live in Tchias HaMeisim. When you don't have this belief, you exist. In existence, that doesn't bring it to Tchias HaMeisim. Oymer, el she'elam chelik lo'elam abo, who has no achabetz mit Tchias HaMeisim, sh'ame ein Tchias HaMeisim min ha'toyre. Even he believes in Tchias HaMeisim, but it doesn't say, it says it in the Torah, it's true Torah, has no Tchias HaMeisim. Not as a punishment, as a cause and effect. Not as a punishment, says the Maran. Because you may say, why is it so terrible? The man does everything, believes in Tchias HaMeisim, does mitzvahs, but he doesn't believe in the mechanics of Tchias HaMeisim, with Tal Torah Mechayei, everything is true Torah. So therefore, he should not have Tchias HaMeisim, should be so punished. The answer is, it's not a punishment. The whole gift which Hashem gave us, that we should become self-made people, that's the whole gift. That we should become, we should discover our individuality. Here I'm going to say something which is an introduction to further things. Why this message has not been clearly passed down to us? Everyone asks this question, including myself. This is the most important fundamental information. We have Sforim, we have Teirelach on the Rambam, of all kinds, of every halacha. Hilchus Yibn, Hilchus Gitn, Hilchus Kedushin, and in Mayadim, you have Teiris and Teiris and Teiris and Teiris of the Rambam. And when we speak about the Seyri Adas of the first halacha Rambam, Yad HaChazoka, in the Shloish Yisri Ikrim, it's not explained properly. It's not explained at all. Not explained. Why is the Mishnah of Chai Vodom Loimer Prisoners Bishvin and even Vodom Kirti? It's not explained. Oh, I've asked already thousands of many times. If ever I speak, I ask Tamil Chom, tell me Chai Vodom Loimer, when do you say that? I say it in the Droshes, in every lecture I'm quoting it. Chai Vodom Loimer. What is Chai Vodom Loimer? A person has to say it. A person has to believe it. A person has to know it. But a person has to say it. And when do you say it? There's no Mefoyrish, Nishin Shoinim, Nishtachroinim. There's nobody talks about it. That's one of the greatest puzzles. That you speak about the most fundamental information. Nobody explained that she also said it should be. What is Kisa Kovet? What about it? As simple as we explained it. How come? And the one answer to that is because that has to be our own discovery. Purposely it has not been discovered. We could be explained when you talk about Hashem. We explained to talking about Torah. All the other subjects we explained and we know, and there's nothing we could add. But when it comes to talk about you, who are you? That could be only self-discovered. That's the greatness. Avraham Avinu was a self-discovered person. And that we explained already, I think 2 days ago, that's what Avraham Avinu wanted. When he discovered himself and made the cash in Kodesh Baruch Hu promises him, what did he mean? Because Hashem says, you're going to go down to Mitzrayim, you're going to go to Golos. Avraham Avinu said, it's very nice, you're giving me a gift that my children are going to be natural born Jews. They're going to make it. So you deprived them what you gave me. you gave me the privilege that I should be a self-discoverer. You gave me Father Terach, you gave me Sifrayat Nimrod, and I had to discover myself. And when I discovered myself, so now you're giving me a privilege that my children are going to inherit my schusim. It's very nice. It's a nice privilege for me. But my children you deprive. I don't want my children to be FFB, Frum from Birth. I want them to become self-discovered people. I want to be, they should, the individuality be self-discovered. Hashem says, okay, granted, you're going to get it too. But you know what they're going to have to go through? They're going to have to go all the exiles. Bovel, Moda, Yovan, Edom, all the four exiles in Mitzrayim. And what will happen to the exiles? They're going to lose their personal identity, because that's the purpose of an exile. Exile is that you would lose who you are, and you're going to have to discover yourself on your own. And when you start discovering yourself, and everything has been taken away from you, that's the concept of the moral. Tchilas tzimocha nirikovon. The beginning of growth is decay. When you rot away totally, then you begin to grow. In agriculture, you know, when you put a plant into the ground, you put anything into the ground, a seed into the ground, a potato into the ground, it will not start growing until it had not rotten away. Am Yisrael is not depending on you as an individual. The Jewish nation as a whole is not depending on you. But Am Yisrael is not put together from individuals, from parts. Am Yisrael is put together from whole Ams. Everyone is a Yisrael, is a whole Yisrael. And that individuality you have to discover yourself. And when you discover that yourself, and everything has been taken away from you. It's a different subject, but that was Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva was also called Echad. The Gemara in Menachos calls Rebbe Akiva Odom Echad. Yes, there is a man. It's one man. Sh'osid liya b'sofkav is going to be in the end of the day. It's Akiva ben Yosef Shemoy. The name is Akiva ben Yosef. Sh'osid lidra shal kol kotz v'kotz tilim tilim alochas. He's going to derive and learn on every pinpoint mountains of alochas. And that's v'yatamidim of Rebbe Akiva. You know, Rebbe Akiva was a Ben Gerim. He was a child from our convert. He himself was Amo Oretz. And he was a self-discovered person, a self-developed person, but who he considered who he is, he's nothing, he's only a kotz, he's only a pinpointed for letter. He was so humble, he's nothing, but that pinpoint is a whole Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait for the Torah of Rebbe Akiva. So we see that individuals could, when are you an individual, when you discover individuality? I can never teach you who you are because I don't know you. I hardly know myself. I need a lifetime to study myself, to know who I am to Hashem. How can I discover about you? So this is what we have to study, the individuality. Therefore, all this memoriam, this important foundation, Tzaddik ba'amun noso yichya, the Tzaddik with his belief, will he live? Who will you be there, whatever you discovered here? And you're only going to be as important there as important you are here. This is being told in Sforim, the Ramchal speaks about it, that you're all going to be Noilam Habo, you're all going to be Tchilas HaMeisim, we will be all in the same level. Absolutely not. Everyone will have his own chuppah, will have his own, how to call it, canopy. And the Gemara says, Kol tzadik v'tzadik nichva mechiposa shel chaveroi. Every tzadik gets burned by the chuppah of his chaver. Why? Because every tzaddik, every individual has his own individuality, which he justifies of his existence. And that's his chuppah in Olam Habo. According to this Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you happen to be a tzaddik, and you probably are a tzaddik because you believe in Tchilas HaMeisim, you're investing your present life to gain Tchilas HaMeisim, you believe in Shloshei Tzaddikim, as we learned the first day, the Akdom of the Rambam. Anyone who believes in the 13 principles absolutely has chelik l'olam habo. Even he had sinned, even he made damage himself, he's going to be cured, but eventually he's going to have olam habo. So everyone is a tzaddik. Amech kulam tzaddikim l'olam yirshor. It's a famous apostle. Amech kulam tzaddikim l'olam yirshor. They're going to inherit. So what are you going to inherit in the Eretz Elyona? You're going to have your chuppah. And no two chuppahs are alike. And every tzaddik is going to look in your chuppah. You're going to be burned. It's like, wow, you have something which I don't have. That means Moshe Rabbeinu looks in your chuppah, says, you have something which I don't have. And this is true, because this, everyone is oil and mole. Every individual's existence justifies the whole creation. Hashem hasn't got one creation. Hashem has as many creations, as many individuals take responsibilities for their life to shape up life. He's a mamin. He believes in himself. That's what Avraham Avinu said. Therefore, Avraham Avinu was the first mamin. And therefore it takes a lot to believe this, because this means I'm a whole world. That's what I am. So this is a Amunah. The second thing which we discussed yesterday, what is the concept of Amuna? Amuna is a gift, is a seventh sense in us that you could override all your five senses or six senses, which you actually live the natural world, vision, hearing, smelling, touching, everything which you have. And all of that you could override and push them away because you believe in something which is totally abstract, which is totally not in the realm of this world. In other words, so you have to fight your Yetzer Hara. That was Adam Rishon's problem. He couldn't override. And he was tempted by the tree to eat, although he knew exactly the price that he's going to pay. He knew he's going to die. He didn't doubt at the Kodesh Baruch. Hashem says, "Yom Ochlechom Eino Moistom." The day you ate, you're going to die. He didn't doubt Hashem. But how come he ate? The answer is because Tavu hu lemacha venechmud hu lenayim. It's pleasurous to eat, and it's tempting me. The Amunah, the belief which Hashem told him, wasn't powerful enough to push away what he sees, what he smells, what he wants. So Amunah is, it's not enough. Every one of us believes in theory, in the head, but Takavi could go out and sin. Because the Amunah is not really in and out, it's not a part, didn't become a part of our senses. Amunah becomes only when the concept which you know and believe becomes so powerful in your existence that you could push away all the other five senses, because the Olam Hazeh, the connection which you have to this world, or you have only through five senses. You look and you see and you smell and you touch and enjoy. That bribes you. Then you have to take the Amunah, the knowledge of Venus. What is your purpose of being here? That has to overpower the five senses which you have here, and that is not an easy job. And therefore, the Amunah has to be chavs, and therefore, which we learned from the Rambam said in the Akdoma, he said in the second day, that this concept which I teach you is something which you're not yoitz if you learn it once and even 10 times. You have to go on and again and again and again. If not, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. Because you're living in a world which a world is not a guarantee. I like to say it in a simple word. Life is like walking a tightrope. A tightrope walker. What is a tightrope walker? How do you walk a tightrope? A tightrope you walk through balancing. Balancing, right and left, all the time. The minute you Messiah does, the minute you stop balancing, you're definitely falling. Because one of the sides is going to pull you down. One end we have, on the right side we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mamat Har Sinai. We see all the information we do have. That's the positive weight. Keeps us on the positive side. It doesn't hurt. We have a Molech. And we always go through the struggle in life and balancing. The minute you just close your eyes and you stop balancing, you're being captured by a Molech. Because the five senses, or the six senses, which we are connected with the Olam Hazeh, gravitates, pulls us down into the physical world. And if you don't continuously energize the Amunah, these 13 principles of belief, on the right side, you lost yourself. No way can you make it. You're never going to make it. As if Amunah is called exercise. You oimen esadas, and most people think, I believe. That's not enough. You have to exercise your belief. Because you have the other forces working against that. And therefore, there's many Jews, in the head, they're good Jews. They say, bring down his form, that Esau's head was buried in Meores of Machpelah. There was a fight, and Yaakov was buried, and Hushim ben Don chopped off his head, and he rolled over to the Meores of Machpelah, and he was buried by the foot of Yaakov. So they said to the Tzadok, wipe the head, because Esau in the head, he was okay. He knew everything what Yaakov knew. In the head, he was no less Tamet Chochem than Yaakov. He knew everything, he believed in everything, but in his heart, he was missing. So his head belonged to the Meores of Machpelah, but his body doesn't belong there. We have to vedata yom ha-shvayitzel alecho. The avoid is not to know it here. That's the first basics. But after you know it here, the avoid is ha-shvayitzel alecho. How do you rub it into your heart? It becomes the seventh sense which overpowers the other six sense. So this is called amuna. Amuna means exercise. Yom ha-sadasa. So let's go now to the point. The shloshe srikri we explained already. The Rambam claims that although Kolakoyfe Bekutza Shayid, that the Chasam Sofer has a whole essay about it, he doesn't understand the Shloshe Sri'ikrim, because everything is a Iker. Everything is a Iker. What is not Kolakoyfe Bekutza Shayid, Kofel Kolaterikul, if you deny a pinpoint of a Yud, like, and we explained already, it's true, everything is a Iker. My finger is a part of me. But if you chop off a finger, I'm still there. You take out a kidney, I'm still there. You take off an arm, I'm still there. When there's Avarim, there's certain organs, which are Neshama Tolu Behem, you take it out, you're not there. You take out the brain, you're not there. You take out the heart, it's not there. Take out the lung, you're not there. You need oxygen. So the Rambam made the Shloshes Sreikim is as follows. Tzadik, Boch HaBakuk VaMidalechot. HaBakuk is Tavu. Judaism is Amuna. Amuna means it totally defines the Olam Hazeh, and you live in this world as a foreigner, and everything which you do is in consideration what my business is. Tchias HaMesim. We're in business here to earn life. B'charta b'chaim mantichia. That's our business here. That's our the entire choice. Every choice which you have to make is b'chaim l'moves. You're walking the tightrope. And this is tzadik b'amunosa yichia. But in this amuna which you're talking, all the amuna has 613 mitzvahs, but not all of them is so crucial if you miss. But 13, the Rambam claims, that this 13 which he itemizes, that you have to be lived in bread, breathe every split second. The minute when you forget this about 1 minute, about one of the 13 principles of belief, you're gone. And we learned that the first day, when the Rambam says, he hates Hashem, mitzvah l'sonei, koitzes benetiyas, you chopped off your roots. You can't live without being rooted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're here because Hashem, we are rooted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called chorus. And the Rambam says, if anyone doubts one of the 13 principles has a mean v'apikoyres, the Quakers Benetias, he chopped off his roots, he's disconnected from his roots, and he's dead. He's considered a dead Jew. And who lost? Hashem lost. Hashem lost his investment. So why Dafka this 13? So our job will be here to explain every one of the 13 and to bring it down, why is this, every one of them, relevant this moment? Obviously, Shabbos is a very important thing. Shabbos is a very important thing, absolutely. Beis HaMikdash is a very important thing. If somebody does not believe in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not chopped off. He has a Veda. Somebody's Machal Shabbos, he's not yet chopped off. He's not in the Shloshe Sreikrim. But somebody conceptually denies a mitzvah, as we're going to speak, Me'etz Hashem, he says the Torah is not truth, one word is not truth. He cut himself off. That means the 13 principle of belief, you have to be on alert every split second to justify the 13 principle. It talks to you, it's relevant to you. Because the minute when you doubt, in this split moment, one of them, in this moment you're dead. You can't be without oxygen. You're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Shloshe is such a, it used to be a big avoider by tzaddikim. Big avoider. You used to say Shloshe Sreikrim every morning, you used to say it every night. Every time when you think about it, that's called Tzadik Vamenosu Yichya. But it's only as good as much as we understand them. Now, the first Tani Maamin, let's go to the subjects. The first Tani Maamin is, by the way it's written in the Siddur, we do not know who composed it. Because definitely was not written by the Rambam. Because when you read the original Shloshe Sreikrim in Perek HaChelek in Perek HaMishnayos, it's, matter of fact, it's misquoted. Some psukim is misquoted, and even it's misquoted. Period. In the foundation, in the where it's originally written, it has total different insight as you take it on the surface in the Siddur. We try to reconcile the with the version of the Siddur with it, but it's no, it was not written by the Rambam. Who wrote them? We don't know. Nobody knows. But it has been definitely accepted in the Medrash and Arizal, because it's been quoted already from the Riz times, but the greatest, obviously, it's authentic. And we have to find the teretz, the explanation, why the Siddur is sometimes explaining something which not officially is exactly what the Rambam meant to say, how to synthesize the Rambam's actual words with the Siddur's words, and we try to do that too. Now the first Tani Maamin Muna Shalema, I believe it's a full belief. Now what is Muna Shalema? What does mean a full belief? The first belief, by the way, is Shaboyres Baruch Shemoy, the Creator, blessed should be His name. Hu Boyre, He is the present Creator. Not Hu Boro, He had created. Hu Boyre, He presently creates. Hu Manik, He presently runs, conducts. L'chol Abruim, all creatures. In other words, Hashgocha Pratis, the Divine Providence, which was lately, today, I'm not going to go into detail, science accredited today, and they came to this realization. What the Baal Shem Tov said, Hashgocha Pratis, is that there's no move in the creation which is not designed presently by Hashem, and it has an edit, it has a purpose. When you see a cockroach on a wall walking over there, it has a purpose. Also these Rishonim, great Rishonim, like the Rambam, or somebody say no. There's nature. Nature has its own cause. Hashem is not involved with a cockroach, not involved with a leaf, not involved with this. Hashem is involved with tzaddikim, with Jews, with different. There's many machloikas in Kadmoinim, but really it's not machloikas. It's really a discovery. Just like we would not say that today's science is in machloikas with the science which was in 1,000, 2,000 years. And today's science is not smarter than the scientists which were in 1,000 years ago. Rather, as science matures and discovers, become more and more open, they discover and we see something which they had not seen, because we already, we say, as the Nanas of Gabi Anak, we are the little midgets who stand on the giant, because we are in the end of the discovery. And Vachanta said that every movement has a purpose and has a goal, is supervised by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's actually written in the Pasuk. Because as yesterday we explained, that today, since Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's no more a theater. It's not a 26 kilo Olam Chaz, as we explained yesterday. It's like a movie. That means that every moment the projector has to project. And the minute the projector stops projecting, blanks out. Means when the movie goes, because presently the projector projects. At the theater, I set up the stage, I could leave, and the stage is there. So for 26 generations, from the Bria, Bereshit Boro had created Elohim, that's the world of nature, until it sees Mitzrayim, Hashem had not to be involved, Hashem set up the stage for 26 generations. For 2400 years, the world was set up. And if Chazal said, that's a kilo oilam chas dois, all Hashem's 26th generation. But then Hashem destroyed that nature by the 10 makos, as we explained yesterday, and it became chadash b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to rejuvenate the ma'aseh bereishis every split second to begin. That means that this present moment I'm living, because Hashem now recreates the world, not because of the past moment. Shuboyre umanig v'chol abrun, hu levadoi, he alone, with no partners, with no assembly, also did what Oyster does, the Yasu will do, the Cholamas, all happenings. Everything which took place, does take place, will take place, is only He in Hulevadoi. Now, when we take the Loshon Rambam inside, and I'm saying it as an introduction to understand better the second Ani Ma'amin, the truth of the matter, everything which we usually think about the second, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one and not two, all of these things is written already in the first Ani Ma'amin. The Rambam says in the Yod, in the Aluch of in this belief, in this Ani Ma'amin, that's what she says, after Eisel Adas, you have been shown to know, Keshem Elokim Ein Oid Bilvad, there's nothing out there. Everything is Hashem. And we quoted yesterday, the Rambam, who Mamtzi L'chol Nitzi, he puts into existence all existence. And all existence are here because of his existence. It means we are all shadows and reflections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever he does, that's what it is. Ein Oid Bilvad. That's what it is. So obviously something is happening now is because he does it. And where we know this, so it says the Rambam, the idea of Dovar Zeh, in the awareness of this information, is a mitzvah, says the Rais, we are commanded, just like you have to put on tefillin, just like you have to eat matzahs, you have commanded to know this information, Shenemar, and the post says, and Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. And the guys took out Mitzrayim. Why is it Hashem Elokecho, Baros Yishmaim Ha'oret? Isn't that better? The Kuzari asked already, that's Rebbe Nezer brings it, because Rebbe Halevi asked this question, why not? Why is Hashem introducing himself, I'm the God who took care of Mitzrayim, why not I'm God who created heaven and earth? And the answer to that is, and here goes, what is called Amunah Shleima? Amunah Shleima means it becomes the knowledge. I would ask the audience, everyone who has a parent, let him live to 120 years, and doesn't have a parent, so she remember him for 120 years. I would ask you a question. Do you know that your father is your father, or only believe that your father is your father? On what do you ground, on what base do you accept your father as your father, your mother as your mother? Is it a knowledge, or is it belief? It's a belief. If I would be born by the age of 20 and I just came out and say, hey, hello, hi, so I would know my father, I would know my mother. But I was a little infant. Maybe I'm adopted. The relationship between us and our parents is a belief. It's not a knowledge. Now, the relationship between a husband and wife, is that a belief or it's a knowledge? It's a knowledge. You choose her, she chooses you. And what's the difference? A relationship between a person and a father is based on belief, amuna. The relationship between husband and wife is based on yidia. You know each other. What halachically is the difference? What is stronger, a belief or a knowledge? Knowledge is stronger. Yeah. Because the belief, you could be taken away. Matter of fact, this is all the Christians, they took it away. And it, but we tell you halachically, if God forbid, father and mother comes to a child and they say when he's 20 years old, we have to share with you a sad news. You're not a biological child. You adopt a child. Can the child defend himself? He cannot defend himself. The Yerusha inheritance, and he's only single one child, and he's the Yerush Min HaTorah, and the $1 million belongs automatically to him. You're not allowed to take away a penny. It's his possession. And let's say two kosher edim come, two kosher witnesses come, and they testify. We were there when this man had adopted this child. This child is an adopted child. It's not a biological child. What happens? At that moment, this child lost $1 million. The father happened to have a brother. $1 million goes to his brother. He lost his $1 million. If you take a money, you take a penny away, you're a gun of your thief. You could see that the belief could be neutralized. You can't defend yourself. If two Adam come, your father comes, and says, you're not my child, finish. He lost everything. So as it's true that belief has a stronger, a father could never divorce a child. Once you're a child, you're a child forever. But you could be contested. You're not my child to begin with. Right?
The knowledge alters the belief.
Okay, now, let's go to marriage. Marriage, we said, the relationship between husband and wife is based on knowledge. Now, what will happen? One day you come home, your wife locked you out. So who are you, stranger? So what do you mean? I'm your husband. Now, you're hallucinating. You know, I'm sorry. I can't let you into my house. I call the police. You're in trouble. You need a psychiatrist for her. But she could tell to tomorrow because you know she knows you. What will happen if two witnesses come to you and tell you, you divorced your wife, you're not supposed to go home? Says, you know, you could tell anything what you want. I know I never divorced. Because knowledge is something much more stronger. Here's the question. What is our relationship with Hashem? It's granted that a child relationship has a stronger connection that you can have a divorce. A marriage is a stronger connection because its knowledge cannot be contested but could end up in a divorce. So everyone has an advantage and a disadvantage. Childhood could be contested, could be denied, but cannot be divorced. Marriage cannot be contested but could be divorced. Well, I married you but now we're divorcing. What is our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Both. We got both advantages. What is the first introduction? How did Hashem do? Now, let's go. Other magician opened up his eye. He was created by Hashem. There was no other man in nobody, only him. Only Hashem in him, and the world is a Gan Eden. And Hashem introduces himself. Hey, Adam, I'm your father. You're my child. I created you. He says, I believe you. But could be contested. See how many people don't believe it today, how many atheists there are today. Bereishis bore Elokim v'shamayim v'sa'aretz, where Hashem put the world into existence, can be contested. Can be contested. Hashem could say to the man, I'm your father. Fine, I believe you, but one day I stop believing you. Came Yoshke, came this one, came that one. Anyone, any Mishigas, atheist, evolution, whatever that is, and they're contesting you. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not belief, it's knowledge. Atoreisu l'das, you have to know. Cannot be. That was a marriage. Because why did we get into Mitzrayim to begin with? Because we were dating with Hashem. Avraham Avinu fell in love with Hashem. Hashem was single. Nobody looked after Hashem for 20 generations. And Avraham Avinu was miserable alone too. He says, I don't want to go with the world. We spoke about yesterday. He searched for the truth. And when they discovered they were dating each other, and they found each other, and Avraham Avinu fell in love with Hashem, as we said yesterday, Hashem only chose Avraham Avinu, only after Avraham Avinu chose Hashem. As Avraham was chasing Hashem before Hashem even discovered himself to Avraham. But Avraham Avinu chased Hashem and looked for Hashem, was willing to pay a price for Hashem, he took him to 500. Then Hashem promised him, I'm going to marry you. Then he went. So Avraham Avinu was in the beginning, it was over him, it was Amunah, it was belief. He says, Hashem, you my father, all the magician was created, people deny you, I'm not denying it. So that connection which Avraham Avinu made with Hashem was Amunah, was belief. The same belief which all the magician should have had, which he gave up. Avraham Avinu sinned, he walked out on Hashem. And Noah felt he can never make it back. Avraham Avinu had the strength of the Amunah to make a connection back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But so he reconnected as a child to his father, but this still could be contested. So what did Hashem do? Hashem promises them a gewaltig gift. You know what kind of connection I'm going to do with your children? I'm going to marry them. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the engagement. And therefore, who came out of Mitzrayim? There were 25 million Jews. Only 5 million came out, 20%. And 80% didn't. Why? Because they had not chose to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The knowledge wasn't strong enough. They knew Hashem. Just like Adam and Eve failed, they failed too. It's very important to know this. Because we think that if I believe, it's enough. It's not belief. It has to be knowledge. And therefore the Rambam says, V'yidiyas Dover said, to know this. Mitzvah says to the Raisa, Shenem Anoch Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzichu Beretz Mitzrayim. Not Anoch Hashem, Shubarosi Shmai Avoret. If I'm the God, which was Shubarosi, that's Amuno. That is Amuno. But Hashem, the Rambam time it later, we have to know it. Ato Reisul Adas, therefore Shema Yisrael, if you understand, Shema means understanding, not believing. Shema Yisrael, you have to, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Vitzara God, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, that you have to know. How do you know it? Says the Rambam, Patoira says, Anoch Hashem Elokecho, Shesvich Meretz Mitzrayim, therefore, now, what's with the Goy? The Goy till today, he could be a child, but he's not a wife. He was not in Mitzrayim, he didn't come out, he didn't have this experience, so Noach could be a child, but not a wife. Now, when we received the Torah, we received the Torah. How did we receive the Torah? With knowledge or with belief? With knowledge. We saw Hashem speaking to us. We saw the miracles. Hashem. And by the way, this is important when we're going to speak about the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Rambam makes two different ikrim. One ikrim about all the prophets, and a special ikrim about the prophet of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the specialty of that? That because Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, every Jew was a witness. In other words, every other, we're going to explain, we are witnessing it. Everything is based on knowledge. So it means the whole foundation of Judaism is based on knowledge. We don't believe, we know. We pass it down generation after generation. I know it. I saw it, Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I received the Torah with knowledge. Bozok the Torah. What is the Torah saying? Bonayatem, you my children. Bonimat Hashem Elokechem. Bnei Bechor Yisod. Comes out, only after we saw Hashem and we got engaged, we got married to Hashem, we made a connection with Hashem through marriage, then the marriage validates Hashem's statement, you my child. So therefore we could never be divorced. Although it was a marriage, and a marriage is divorceable, but when Hashem makes a statement in the marriage that you my child too, that's it. So we have both advantages. It can never be contested because we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was Yediyah. And we could never be divorced because Hashem had validated in the Torah that we are his children. Now, without it, is either was Torah before. Some of you asked me if Avraham, other Rishon learned Torah with Avraham Avinu, with Noach and everything. So there was Torah before Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the difference between the Torah before Yetzias Mitzrayim and Torah after Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is the Torah which they learned, Bonim Ati, children for Kodesh Baruch Hu, was all true, but was still the foundation only belief. That marriage didn't take place, and that could be contested. It was contested. People walked out on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Torah became already a marriage instrument, it was a ksuba, it was a written instrument that we all saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I only married Hashem because I wanted him. Hashem couldn't take me out if I didn't want him. There was 20 million Jews who perished in Makkas Choshech because they were not willing to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they didn't go, they didn't come, they didn't get married. You can't schlep a kallah, they need a chuppah by a gunpoint. You can't. You have to want to go. And 20% went. So therefore we got married with Hashem. So now the Torah which we have after Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Torah which is revalidated based on marriage. So therefore the Rambam's language is in Yesod. Yesod ha-yesoidois, ramud ha-chochmois. The foundation of foundations. There's two foundations to a connection, to a relationship. There's two foundations, as we said. There's a foundation of a marriage, there's a foundation of parenting. Which is the foundation of all foundations? Marriage. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bereshis Bore Elokim Mitzrayim V'Soret, that's a foundation of Amunah, of belief. We are children of Hashem. But the foundation of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a foundation of marriage. We originate everything from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And after Yetzias Mitzrayim validates the other foundation of Amunah, that we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this can never be contested again. That's called Amunah Shelema. that could be the goy. Now he would sit Noach. Rebbe Reb Noach. I hope he's not going to be angry if I'm going to meet in Tchis Hameisim, the first one, because he's going to be there. I speak so much about him, and I tell him what's the difference between him and me. You chutzpenik, you're a little nothing. The Noach saved the whole world. The tzaddik tomim, and he's a prophet and everything. The Rebbe Forever Aminu. I said, but you are a Noach. There's a big difference between his belief and my belief. His connection to Hashem is, as other magician had, Hashem spoke to him, and he believes Hashem. Is it solid? No. Look at that. He couldn't give it over to his own son Ham. He didn't go with his own son Yefes. Shem got it because he himself took it, not from Noach. It was not transferable. Because it was abstract, it was belief. My belief is, because I stood in Sinai, I came out of Mitzrayim. My grandfather witnessed Moshe Rabbeinu, witnessed every good. The Maral says in one place that from the minute Moshe Rabbeinu arrived to Mitzrayim and started performing miracles and everything which happened until we came into Eretz Yisrael, there was not one episode which wasn't witnessed by the entire Klal Yisrael. Even Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew Boba Ava Onan. Everyone should see the way I speak to you, to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it means that there was not one thing that we had to believe anyone. Everyone saw it, knew it, and that's the difference. And that's called Amunah Shleima. Amunah which cannot be contested. Yes.
The fact that Avraham preceded Sinai, would he therefore have been, his Amunah was even stronger than anybody who stood at Sinai?
No, it was weaker.
Well, also, if you could put into this scenario the Akedah, doesn't that prove his...
Well, fine. So why only Avram did it, and why only... Because Avram was a mamin. He didn't let it contest. How come Noach didn't go along with him? How come... We spoke yesterday about 2 days ago, right? When Avram Avinu at the age of 52, Noach was still alive. Shem ben Noach was still alive. Shem lived even to Yaakov Avinu. How come Avram Avinu walks out of the fire furnace? Could it be a greater proof? Right? How come they made ben Noach? Why did it become Avram's? Because it was still a belief. The creation was not proven by knowledge, was proven by belief. It's a creation. Because Avram, therefore they say, Batias Mitzrayim, Amat Har Sinai, Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvnei, so she says, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov was also there, Shotim was also there. All the Neshomas of Klal Yisrael was there with Batias Mitzrayim. Because even they preceded, they were the Muno. Perish a posik. Ve'er Hashem el Avram, Ve'kel Shakai, V'shmi Hashem, Lo'i Noidati Lehem. My name, Hashem, Yudke Vovke, I had not shown to Noidati, they had no knowledge. Says Rashi, Loi Hoidati, I didn't let him know. It doesn't say. They knew about this, such a thing as Hashem, but they weren't convinced. Because it didn't show Mitas Mitas. You know, the name of Til Mitzrayim, Til Tzius Mitzrayim, only the Shem of Elohim, which is the God of creation, of nature, was exposed and known. Hashem was a belief, was an abstract belief. But with Tzius Mitzrayim, Hashem was exposed. So we zoicha to that, and that is called Amunah Shleima. In other words, when you say Ani, now let's go to the words Ani. Who is the I? Who is the I? We spoke about it. I who believe that I'm an individual. There's nobody like me. If I'm not going to be me, nobody's me. There's an I which Hashem made me. Hashem invested in me. We said Ashiyot al Kain Shoma. There's an I. Ani I. And that I has to deliver. What has he deliver? He has to deliver the purpose of creation. I mean, I believe. What type of a belief? Do you believe like Noach? That's not enough. You believe like other Mauritius? You can't even believe like Avraham Avinu enough. It's not enough that you believe in Avraham Avinu. If I would say, I believe like Avraham Avinu because he came out of the fire furnace, it's not enough. The Diaz Dover says that you have to know, I'm the God, you got Shetzicha, took you out of Mitzrayim. That's got an E. I. Who am I? Mamin, I'm a believer. What type of a believer? Bamuno Shleim. I believe it's Shleim, but as a Shleimus, it cannot be contested. All the other beliefs could be contested, and it has been contested. The only thing, and it's interesting, very interesting, all the Western religions, regarding Islam, between Christianity, nobody denies it's Mitzrayim. They don't deny the story of Tzius Mitzrayim. They don't deny the Esor HaMakos. They don't deny Mamat Har Sinai. They don't deny it. They say what happened after the changes, whatever that is. But why? Because it cannot be denied. History, which was given over generation after generation, cannot be denied. And it was given over, and I say, beautiful, this is Pesach. You know, as I said, as many Jews, there's so many opinions in the world, right? Every Jew has his own opinion. Everyone is very... There's two Jews, there's three opinions. Jews could never get along. Jews always are cynical, and they're always... they're not accepting. They always fight. And every Jew has... There's nothing in our Mitzvah Hashem which is so diversified and different in change as Seder, the custom of Pesach. Pesach is built on so many chumras, of so many customs. There's no two Sidorim alike. I have 9 siblings, you know, they all grew up by one father. I'm sure everyone is his own Seder. And Baruch Hashem, all my children, they make their own Seder, they have their own Seder. There's different minhogim, different chumas, different things, and different songs, and different tunes. And imagine a Yemenite Seder with a Pakistinian Seder, with a Russian, with a Hungarian, with everyone's own Seder, right? But the story is all the same. We don't have two separate agodas. The matzahs are the same, the albukoses are the same, the mitzvahs are the same, the message is the same. And that's one of the greatest proofs that the Jewish people are so diversified. So diversified in every area, and Mamash Shivan after 70 nations, 70 cultures, but the story is the same. It has never been molded, because that is the foundation, could never be contested. That's called Amunah Shalema. What do we believe? We believe that everything is done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That if you stop it for one moment, it's enough. So means to say, when Chazal Rebbe Kiva said it to us in the Aloha Shulchan Aruch brings it down as Aloha. Le'olam yeh odam rogil loimer. Forever a man should be accustomed and to train himself to say, kol mando over drachmona, everything Hashem does, let tav over it. It's done for good. It all of a sudden gets total different insight. If I would believe in the belief of Noah, which is okay, for the goyim it's okay. The goyim have to believe there's a nature, there's a cause and effect of nature, and you got damaged because, you know, it's not a chesed in their amuna. When you say that you happen to be in a car which was in an accident, and there was a wicked person over there, and you happen to be in the car, you also got hurt. Okay, you deserved it, probably, but if you wouldn't be in the car, you wouldn't have got hurt. Because there's a cause of nature, and a cause of effect as we look at it. Because that's the Bereshis Bore Elohim, and it's okay for a goy. A goy is allowed, many Rishonim is allowed to believe in Shufas, even there's other components in everything. It's not Levada or Sefzachol HaMaisen. But the Ar Emunah is, everything is done by Hashem. There's no movement in the world without Hashem. That's the Sode Yisoides. That's the Tzius Mitzrayim. So something happens. You have to pinpoint it. What happened? It's me in Hashem, in Hashem in me. It meant me. If it comes from Hashem, it must be good. Even punishment is good. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't understand. Of course I don't understand why. We said it already 2 days ago. Jump to the 13th animal. What is our production? Do you know who you are? You're an incubator. You're in a pregnancy, in an incubator, we're incubating, we're developing for Tchir Sameisim. So Hashem put you here for a purpose, and you have to deliver with that purpose. So if there's something happens, if a person, God forbid, has no children, has married for 20 years, has no children, should he be devastated? No. Of course, I want to have children, it's a mitzvah to have children, it's pleasant to have children, but I tried the best, you didn't give it to me. Obviously, I didn't come into the world to have children. Probably in past life, in previous life, I had already my children. For me to have now a child is like I would ask Hashem, give me a third hand, give me a third, I want other eye. It's not enough two for me. You don't want 3 eyes in your face. In other words, we know what Hashem does is letav, is for good, because He makes everything. We're not as a result of nature, result of other forces, result of other associations, therefore I became victimized. I'm a direct product of Hashem every split second. So the minute when something happens to you which you don't understand what it happened, an imam will know why he did it, and if he did it, he knows why he's doing it. And if I'm accepting it. It may be painful, it is painful, it should be painful, because it's a different issue. Because we have to live a natural life, we have to know how to pray, we have to know what to do, what not to do. But does not mean it's bad, does not mean it's a tragic. Dying is not the worst thing. The worst thing is you don't know why he lives. That's the worst thing. Dying is the best thing, because everyone works for that date. Everyone works for that day, you should know. We all work for that dying day, but one day we're going to die, and we're going to get ready for Tfilas Hameisim. That we all live for that purpose. Tragedy is not that we die. Tragedy is when we live, we don't know why we're living, and we're not preparing. That's a real tragedy. So that's the first animal. And here comes the issue. We're going to the second animal, which this is the most difficult part. Animal in a shlemo. So we know what ani means, what lambi amino shlemo means, and we also shulevado osiyasu cholma. He does alone. There's nothing else, and nothing else means nothing moves without him. Everything is him, as he said in the halacha. Comes the second animal in shaboydes where shemay this God which you believe blessed should be his name who yochid. He's one. There's no oneness like him in no way. He's the only one which is our God. Isn't that a total duplication of the previous animam? What do you add in this second animam? It made a sentence. It's a big question. And the same thing, the Loshon of the Rambam is very, very difficult. The Loshon of the Rambam to understand this is even harder. The one who asked this question is Rav Shach Shliter. He's asking the question, Avi Ezri is asking this question, that he doesn't know what the second mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is adding to the first mitzvah. He says, everything which we put in the Kavone of the second mitzvah, Hashem, Shem Echad, Hashem is one, is actually what we say in the first mitzvah. What is the addition? No one will say, he's the only one who's asking the question. No Rishon, nobody's asked the question. He dafka answers a Chassidish Teretz. He gives a Chassidish Teretz, and he says, there's no information, additional information, the second animam and the second mitzvah and then the first. Except he says, the first is the awareness, and the second is you have to rub it into yourself. You have to, it has become a part of you, which is beautiful. It's like it's one mitzvah, one thing. Experience, if you use Mitzrayim to know it, you have to know it here, and then Shema Yisrael, you have to know Hashem Elohim, that Hashem which you know, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and say it, and say it, and say it, close your eyes, and rub it into the point that you explode with it and disunite with it. That's what he said, which is beautiful, which is true. In Avoid, it's definitely true. But the Rambam still made two Ikarim out of it. He made two Ikarim out of it. And we have to find something. As the individuals, because this is my personal relation with Hashem, I have to find how do I express my unity with Hashem, my yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to find some, and there's many terutz in which we could answer. And I could only tell you the way what I feel. That's my, I always say, you know, when you go to different hosts Friday night, and in every Jewish show we eat gefilte fish, right? Does it taste the same? No, why not? It's the same fish, the same concept. But every balabost has a way how he cooks his gefilte fish. You know, you put in your own taste. So the ingredients is all the same. We have the same Rambam, the same Halacha, but we cook it. Everyone has a different taste. You have a personal relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marriage. We have basic outlines. It's all the same basics. But the personal connection is personal. We have to find a very personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to give one introduction, which is very important, because it's mentioned in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Just give you the Rambam insight when he speaks about the second animam in Yod HaChazukah. So the Rambam Hilchos Seder Torah, and I'm going to give you certain Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam about this mitzvah. Said, "Elokai zeh, this God which you just knew, we just learned first, human tzelochan yiputzim, Elokai zeh, this God echotu, he's one. Ve'ino shnayim, he's not two." Well, Eser Hashem, not more than two. Ele Echad, only one. Sh'enki Yichud Echad Min Achod. It's not like one like all the other Nimtzoy. He says, and he says, and he says, you don't know what he says. Well, of course, by the way, the second mitzvah he says, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, repeats himself again. Ketzivit Shetzivodim Aminus HaYichud, this command Hashem commands us to believe in the oneness, who this is Shenamin, that we should believe. Here he already says deeper words, and that's what I try to explain. The one who acts the reality, which is the first mitzvah, all reality is him. The sibosai rishoyne, in the beginning of his intention, echod is one. Says other words. The same Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, uses different words than he says in the other Chazaka. So let me give you, I will try to give an explanation. By the way, the most Rishonim hold that the Bnei Noach, Noach does, is a no mitzvah of a Hashem Echad. He could believe in Shutfas. Now we have to justify it. What does he have to believe in Shutfas? We explained in the beginning what is Noach. Noach believes in nature. What is nature? Let's say God, for Noach, Hashem created one world. The one world is a movie of six stars. Let me give you, go back to the movie concept which you spoke yesterday, okay? And let me go, let's explain it very well. If you watch a 2-hour movie, and the 2-hour movie has, let's say, 1,000 shots. 1,000 shots. And I tell you, the movie has a message, has a end message, a main one important message. In order you should get the full benefit of the message, you have to be careful to watch all the 1,000 sceneries which are coming out. If you miss a scene, you will get a message, but not fully. You're going to miss something. You're still going to get. Now, many people doze off in a movie, but they still get the message in the end, because it's not so important by where you slept. It depends where you sleep. So obviously, if you don't... that every slot and every picture that you connect with, there must be an important part of the movie. So if you careful, if you respect them, you will watch every scene. But after seeing 1,000 shots, you're going to get one end message. Fine. How about, and I will tell you, there's a movie producer who produced this one movie. The Ben Noach, what does he have to believe? Noach. Shem created the world of 6,000 years. Mm-hmm. And everything is leading up to the happy ending, which is one message. And everything which goes on in history is an important ingredient to get it ending. The Holocaust and every generation in you means every one of us is a personal shot in this picture. And everything is contributing to the end beautiful message that the Noah has to believe. It's Hashem's production. What do we have to believe? You have to believe that if any picture which you point, that's the end message. Here it begins and here it ends. If there's a movie of 1,000 shots, there's 1,000 movies here. There's 1,000 stories here. And there's 1,000 messages in here. And if you miss a picture, you miss the entire movie. The next picture is the other entire movie. In other words, when you take a line, a straight line, begins here, ends here. You put down a split here. So what is this dividing line? Is this dividing line, which is narrow of a millimeter, does it contain anything? No. It connects the past to the future. It's past, 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 you can't tell me, but it connects the past to the future. But when there's a round and there's a circle, and you put down a line, so what is the line? Here it begins and here it ends. No, it's a bit closer. The whole picture is expressed here. The next line is expressed here. That's called Nitzchus, that's called eternity. That's what we believe. Shemachadish b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereshis. Every single person is a whole world. Every moment, im lo yachshavei mosad. Im ein ani li mili. If I'm not going to be me, nobody could replace me. I'm the star, the main star. Granted, k'sheni la'asmi one, if it's just only with you without anyone else, then you have no picture. You need the whole movie to be expressed in you. You have to believe in it. If you don't grab this moment, Amos, I won. You're missing a whole time. Missing a moment means missing a whole world. That is our belief. Why? Here we're going to go put in the words of the Yichud. When I asked the film producer, you're making here a movie, what is the end message? What will he tell you? He says, a one end message, you watch all the 1,000 pictures, you're going to get the end message. How about the movie producer says, I have 1,000 messages here. And every picture is the end message. And you have to watch all the 999 to get in every picture. Otherwise, you're getting 1,000 messages, 1,000 movies. And every picture serves as a means for the other 999 worlds. Plus, it's the world himself. It's in his own message, too. This is culture. Why? Because the minute when Hashem destroyed the world of nature, the cause and effect, and Hashem made a world which Shemachadosh Bochorim to Masabresh, Hashem is rejuvenating now. So I say, Hashem, why are you creating this moment? You're involved in this moment's existence. Why? It cannot be that this moment is only a means to a goal. It must have a goal in himself. I go back to my popular motion. If I ask somebody, bring me a glass of water, you bring a paper cup of water, and I say a big thank you. I will drink the water, I take the paper cup, throw it in garbage. Will you be insulted? No, why? Because I don't need a paper cup. I need water. We're limited. The paper cup is a means to a goal. I got the goal. Thank you. You throw away the means. The means is thrown away. Okay? That's understood yet, so far. Suppose I'm in a desert and there's no water in sight. And we're starving, we're dying. And I say, pray to God, Hashem, please, Hashem, do a miracle, provide me water. And a window opens up from heaven, and a hand hands you from heaven a paper, the same paper cup of water. I say, thank you, Hashem, you're so kind, you gave me water. What will you do with the paper cup? Will you throw it away? Why not? A nice souvenir. Because my seichel, my logic dictates, it doesn't make sense. If Hashem produced me miraculous water in a desert from heaven, why should Hashem make a miraculous paper cup just for me to throw it into the garbage? It doesn't make sense. If Hashem did give me the paper cup and water, it means the paper cup has a goal in himself no less than the water. The water I understand, the paper cup I don't understand. Fine, but that doesn't take away the value of the paper cup. If Hashem makes in heaven a miraculous paper cup and water and hands it to me, I have to respect the paper cup no less than the water. The fact that I don't know why I need a paper cup, this is my problem. But I have to give credit to the paper cup. Is that understood? That same thing is now. When I asked Noach, why do you live now? He says, I live now because we have to advance the world to Mashiach, so as to come to the end of the picture, and we're pushing the date, the calendars every day is helping them. Fine, that means you are nothing more than a means to a goal. But if I ask myself why I'm living now, so because Hashem is now watching the Kisa covered my body now. So I mean I'm a miraculous product. And Hashem is meeting the neshama in me. What is happening is everything done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean Hashem is now creating me. That cannot be a means to a goal, only a message for the future, for the end. It must be a goal in himself. Therefore every moment is a goal in himself, and every Jew is every event is a goal for himself. Therefore, we can't belittle anything. And that's called Yichud. Yichud means a hologram. You make a whole of every event. And that actually is hinted in the words of the Rambam. In the Rambam, Alekim says on the mitzvah, he's not murkab, he's not combined. And the Sefer HaMitzvah almost, he says, Mamash, my husband out. He says, Kipoyel HaMetzias, the one who presently operates the reality which he makes, the Sibosai Harishoina. What is Sibosai Harishoina? His first intention why he created the world, Echad, is one. That means the first intention why he created the world is expressed in the existence, a moment of Poel HaMetzius now. Why are we here now? Because Hashem now is Poel HaMetzius. Hashem makes it. Right? I lift my hand. Hashem made me lift the hand. Do I understand why? No, I lifted my hand. I can never lift my hand if Hashem doesn't do it. Hulevada also has a Cholomaisim, right? Now this lifting I did it for nothing. It cannot be for nothing. When will I see it? I have to believe it. One day I'm going to see it. It's a movie. It's the end product. The printout. I don't see the printout. Look the Rambam. Kipoil Ametzius. The presently what Hashem is doing. The Sibosai Harishoina. What is the original intention? Why he created the world? Echad is one in the same. In other words, this moment is not a means to the next moment. This moment is a purpose for himself. I live this moment, Mazel Tov, I made the whole creation. Yesh koine oilomoy b'sho echad, a person could acquire his world b'sho echad in this split second. As many times you make Hashem echad, Hashem is one, I'm one, the time is one, this place is one, it's all weighed by Hashem, your whole one, independent of yesterday, independent of tomorrow, I'm living now, Mazel Tov, it was worthwhile living. It's what worked right, non-existing for 90 years, and to grab one moment of Yichud, if you made it 100 times, you made 100 worlds. If you made it 1,000 times, you made it 1,000 worlds. If you're Jew, that you live always with Hashem Echad, every moment you're making a whole life, you justify a whole life. That's what it means. Now, usually, when do we say it? We usually come to this deeper understanding where we live in a miserable situation, and it doesn't pay to live. And you want to get chizuk, you want to be mischazuk. Why are we going to so much source? I mean, it's called fum tzara agra. So we have to pick, because when things are very smooth, very beneficially, and it's nice and good, we don't have to go into this depth and to justify who am I, why I'm here, is it worthwhile living? It's worthwhile living. Shlomo Melech b'shato, when everything is nice, rosy and dandy, we never come to this information. When are we coming to this infinite? When you happen to be walking into the gas chambers, you never know when you're going to die, and you're fighting for every gap of moment of life. Why? Because every moment of life, I say, Shema Yisrael, Shem, Shem Echad, Hashem, you are one, and I'm one with you in this moment, in this place, in this time. It's all shlemus, it's all a whole with you. So it's worthwhile to go through everything just to find you, Hashem, in this moment. You made the whole movie in that moment. You're fighting for that one moment. The Gemara tells us about the Zohar. This very, very beautiful story. Beautiful. It's a painful story, but they had a very beautiful insight in it. Mechlida ben Tradian was one of the 10 Asura Rugamalchus. When they took him to die, he was teaching Torah in public. They left him around the Torah, and they took him out in public to burn him. So they took sponges, spugin shell. They took sponges of water, they put it on his heart, and they left him around with the Torah, and they put him on fire. So why do you put sponges of water on his heart? That in order he shouldn't die fast. He should extend it that they wanted to torture him. So the Talmidim after the Rebbeinu went to the Rebbeinu, says to him, Psach picho, open your mouth, in order the fire should go into your system faster, and you're going to die quicker. Why should you be tortured to that? Why should he extend your life, Psach picho, open up your mouth, and then you're going to die faster. So what did he say? He says, your voice should come the one who gives life, and let him claim his life back, and I will not give him life back one split second earlier than he wants it in me. In other words, he chose to be in this terrible situation, to extend his life in this terrible pain, and every split second that he could extend his life, he wanted to live. Because my life doesn't belong to me, my life belongs to Hashem. And if Hashem gives me life, that he the one who should claim the life, and I will not give him life for an earlier moment. Interesting.
But then, yeah.
Wait. So obviously he chose to live. But then the Gemara continues. Omer leklas tenurin, the guy, this the Romian. And obviously there's a machloikis. Was he a goy? Was a yid? I really tend to say the mashos was a goy. But there's omer leklas tenurin, this couple who put him on fire, who dealt with him. He said to him, Revi, if I take away the sponges from you, will you bring me lechai olam abo? You give me eternity. If I take away the sponges, this is going to die fast, will I take eternity? He says, yes. He says, swear to me. And he swore to him. He took away the sponges, and he died. And when he died, this Klastanurin, this couple, they did it, this executor, also jumped in the fire, and came out to Basco, came a heaven from heaven, and him, they made it into eternity. Okay, that's a question for himself, but here's a question. The Talmidim asked Rebbe, why don't you open up your mouth, die quicker? He says, no, I will fight to live every split second. When the Klastanurin, the one who puts him to death, he tells them, if I take away from the sponges, will you bring Mukhail Mabo? He says, yes, swear me, he's water, when you born into Mabo. Why all of a sudden change his mind? That's a kasha. And the answer is, I myself will not open my mouth and commit suicide. He would open up his mouth, he would quit suicide. This couple is not supposed to do what he's doing. He's killing a man. He wants to do tshuva, and he wants to stop, he doesn't want to torture me. Now, by the way, what he did was against the rules of the Romans. He paid with his life. Why did he jump into the fire? He had to pay with his life. So, this Rechimitradian means to say, you have to justify what you live, what you're doing. For me to die early, just to selfish is not to suffer, no. I want another second. Every second is a whole, yesh koina loma b'sho echos. Every extended second that you lived was a whole world, it was a whole movie again and again. The minute when this Christian says, would you promise me, oilam abo, I could save you now, I could make you about tshuva, he gave his life for him. But he got him back. He gave up his life earlier, but because actually he helped him to do what he's supposed to, he's not supposed to do what he's doing. And he paid with his life, then he's bringing him back. The main thing which I wanted to bring out, when we learn, and I must tell it to you, into this age which we're living today, as the Hester point becomes more and more intensified, if you're not going to learn deeper the meaning of suffering, the understanding that it pays to go on in understanding and concentrating Hashem Echad, and it's worthwhile living for every moment, it's worthwhile living for every situation, our situation becomes unbearable. we get confused. There's so much tragedy is going on. So much tragedy is going on. We don't understand what Hashem is doing. We don't have to understand. That's Hashem Echad. We accept Hashem Echad. I'm going to conclude with the story. The Tzantzerov told the story. The Tzantzerov, Divrei Chaim, Eilige Tzantzerov, says the story as follows. There was once a Jew, had the Arendal, had the inn. Innkeeping was very prosperous. Did a lot of tzedokah, a lot of chesed, a lot of chnosos olchim. It was a very, very well-to-do Jew. It was very, for many years, the Poritz, the one, the landowner, owned, liked him very much. He used to, for years he was there in this place, and he used to a lot of tzedokah and chesed, and he was a very, very respected person, had a nice family there. There was a Jew who was very jealous of him, and every year he tried to outbid this Jew. He wanted to take away from him the arendal, as they call him, the inn. They wanted to outbid him with the price. But the poet didn't like very much his Jew. He didn't want to take it away. One day he was very jealous, and he came and he made a whole informed against the Jew a terrible libel against him, that he cheats and doesn't, as a matter of fact, the story goes that this Jew was so liked by the poets that the poets, when he used to campaign, the poets used to give him very cheap, and all the money which he saved he used to give away on charity. And it was there. So this Jew, one day, was very jealous of him. So one day he came to the poets and said, listen, this is what Jew is doing. He's throwing away his money, and he's stealing from you, doesn't give you the right income tax, doesn't give you the right returns, and that. And he checked him out, and he saw really he's giving away a lot of money. He always came to bargain for the rent, and he gave him a big deal, a nice deal, because he liked him. And then he heard that he gives all the money away for poor people. The kids got angry at him. He threw him out of the arendal, and he rented it out for this other Jew for the competition. The kids of this man became poor. He lost his source of life. He was totally penniless. He became a schnorrer, became a beggar, started walking around. His children, he felt totally apart. And the end was, he died from starvation. This died from starvation. Mamash, this grounding Jew, so Zig Bal Tzedokah, Bal Chesed, Bal Torah, ended up in total starvation and died from starvation. And this Jew, who kicked him out, he did a terrible thing which he did. He became very prosperous, became very rich, became very famous, he had wonderful children, he married off his daughters, he got big Talmid HaChachomim, and he became very popular, he became bigger and bigger and nicer and nicer and nicer. And, said Tzantzerov, and, Shah, still, Freknishke Kashas. That's the end of the story. And, be quiet without his questions, Hashem. He knows what he's doing. That's the end of the story. He dramatized the whole story, the whole question. Tzadik v'ra'aloi, Rosh v'toivloi. Look what happened to this big tzadik. And Rosh v'toivloi. And he asked the question. And what do you think happens? Everyone expected, oh, here came the nuclear bomb. It destroyed them. Says, and what? Be quiet. We just accept. And this is Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. And every picture is a whole world, a whole message. Now, we live in a world that we like to combine. We have to justify everything. Everything has come in a justified situation. And therefore, if somebody doesn't fit the plan, we have questions. Well, but we realize that every event on himself pays to exist and pays to accept, because all comes direct from Hashem, what Hashem does. And that's what the Rambam says. Shepoila Metzias, the present existing acts, we see both sides showing in the beginning of his desire to create what Echad is the same in one. But Hashem, as we spoke yesterday, drinking coffee, drinking tea, the husband and wife, after 4 years of marriage, says, everything she did was for this moment. This moment justified everything. Hashem says, when you little Jew accept me in this little isolated, lonely circumstances, and you understand, and you're accepting me, for that alone was worth to me the whole creation. Hashem has many, many benefits of the creation, and you are the partner who giving him benefit if you believe in it. And therefore, we have to be miyachad as Hashem, to unify Hashem in every event. And this is called Kabbalah's Oil Machashman. This myth is called taking on the yoke of heaven, the yoke of heaven, that every moment has a new Kabbalah's Oil. What I was taking on a moment ago, that was for the moment before. Every moment has his world, has his oilam. Every show is an oilam for himself. We don't live one life, we live thousands and millions of lives as many times. We unify Hashem's name.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.